guys, it's Lauren with the Century 21 Property Advisors Podcast. Today, I want to talk about some new real estate agent tips. I've been helping agents get into the business for about 6 years now, and there's definitely some things I think all agents should know getting into real estate outside of real estate school, outside of learning the contracts. These things will definitely help you build your business and grow quicker in the industry. One of the first things I would always tell a new agent to do is find one person that can mentor you or that you can shadow and that will let you learn the business from them. It's a great way for you to get in with a top producer, have someone there to walk you through contracts, to walk you through negotiations, through advising and filling out and finishing that process, and you'll get to watch their process along the way. It's always good. I know you come from real estate school and you get into real estate, and a lot of agents tell me, they didn't teach me any of this in real estate school. Well, the important thing is that you now get to take it and make it your own. So find one person. Don't try to find three or four that you wanna go after. Find one person in real life that you can mentor and coach with and that will help guide you through the process. A lot of different brokerages offer this. Some offer a coaching program. Some just have agents that will mentor you. So make sure you're checking that out and you're asking about those features, because finding someone that you can learn from straight off the bat will definitely help you start moving quicker in the business, because you'll see it in action and you'll put it into action. The other thing that I would say new agents should always sit down and do when they get started is track everything and set goals. You always want to know, especially in your first year in business, what your goal was and what you did to get yourself there. And if you track what was successful, what worked, it will definitely help you hone it for the coming months and the coming years in real estate, because you'll fine-tune your methods that work for you to bring you business a lot quicker than just trying everything and going after everything and putting everything into everything. Set a goal, find a few ways to go after it, and if those ways don't work and the tracking numbers aren't there, that's fine, switch it up, but don't try to be everywhere all at once, because you'll burn yourself out. And if you're not tracking it, you'll never really know where your money went and where your return on investment was. So that's a huge, huge piece of it. One of the other things I will say is make sure you know the people that you're surrounding yourself with in real estate. You want to make sure that you're connecting with top producers, people who are going after it in business, because you're gonna find top producers who work 30 hours a week and hit their numbers, and you're gonna find top producers that work 60 hours a week and hit their numbers. But make sure you're surrounding yourself with people who are on the same mission and going after the same things that you are. A lot of new agents and rookie agents tend to just stay in their own little niche together. And I would advise everyone in that group to branch out and get in with the top producers. Get in with people who've been in the business 6 months or a year already. Pick their brain. Start talking to them. Start hanging out with them. Because you'll be surprised at the energy and the momentum that will build up from hanging out with those people from different places in the real estate business. It definitely helps you build your network of people a lot quicker, and you make a better impression on people when they see that you're going after learning from the best and running with the best. And that definitely will come across to your clients and your relationships in the future. And it's not necessarily sticking yourselves like glue to them, but it's just popping in on top producers, picking their brains for 2 or 3 minutes, saying hi every morning, showing them that you're there in the office with them, because you would be surprised how quickly that will turn around to them noticing that you're in the office every day, that you're consistent, that you're running for your business, and you never know when that referral could come. One other thing, and this one's kind of funny, it's not a must do, but I just thought it was kind of an interesting way to look at it. It's called pack your lunch. And what that means is that first year in real estate, I know funds are tight. And if you pack your lunch and eat at the office, there's like 5 or 6 things that you can do in that one extra hour you just gained. Like taking someone's floor time that they can't be there for because they have an appointment. Sending 10 Facebook messages to people in your database. Writing your handwritten notes. reading over the buyer's rep, the contracts, and getting all those memorized. If you take that extra hour, one, you're saving money from eating out every single day, which the first year in real estate can really be tight. And two, you're building your network and your database, which is a key component to having future business. Next, I would definitely say working your sphere, working those people you already know. I know that that can be a hesitant point for a lot of new agents. You don't want to tell the people that, you know, your friends, your family, you're already close with that you're in real estate, but those are the people that can help you build your business the quickest. Because if they're not ready, they'll know somebody and they know you, so it's an easy connection for them to make. Tell everybody, tell your family, your friends, your church group, your community groups, your workplace where you moved from. If you have a part-time job, tell them there. You know, make sure that you're constantly working all of your sphere that first year, because you never know what you're going to cultivate. And even as your business grows, many agents will say that at least 75% of their business every year comes from their sphere and people they already knew, either by referral or someone they already knew looking to buy or sell again. So your sphere is where all of your magic happens. So that's definitely the first thing you want to get up and running and invest your time into at that first, your first go in real estate. The last thing that I'll say, and this one is, it's always been kind of a funny point for me, is you hear it in school, you hear it everywhere else, dress for the appointments that you want. A lot of times real estate is a very relaxed industry. It's very informal sometimes when it comes to being in the office and being around other professionals. A lot of times people wait for that appointment, for that client, for those reasons to dress up. But just make sure that no matter when you come into the office, that if someone calls and wants to see a house, that you could go right then. I'm not saying put on a three-piece suit every day, but I'm saying that make sure when you leave the house that you feel that you're dressed appropriately enough to go show clients and interact with clients, because you'll feel better about yourself. You'll be more inclined to go after the meetings and the prospects right then. You'll look professional to the other people in the office, which makes those top producers and those longtime people in the business really want to connect with you and give you more business. And you're ready for anything that comes at you that day. Your confidence will feel better. Your clients will feel better. It just really boosts the energy around you, just knowing that you're dressed for whatever the day may bring in real estate.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the Century 21 Property Advisors podcast today. Make sure you like and share if you got value, and spread the knowledge.